Check, check. All right, guys, we're good. What's going on, guys? Welcome back. It's your boy, Jones Greg, Aunt's Favorite, back at it again with another episode of Generation Genius. Be looking out for guests soon, guys. I'm working on it. I got to start sending emails out, but I'm definitely working on that. I've been having an interesting time here since being in the city, you know what I'm saying? Being at my most vulnerable, you know what I mean? Having little money, working on getting married, and just like that's where my life's at right now, you know what I mean? Still working a 9-to-5, which I absolutely hate, and it is awful, you know what I mean? That's just transparency with you guys, you know what I mean? That's just my life going right now. So I guess I wanted to talk about, what do I want to talk about today? Sorry, I lost my train of thought. I guess I just wanted to talk about, one, vulnerability, and two, keep going no matter how things feel or how hard they are, because I'm learning that when things are super hard is when I'm most vulnerable. Because when things are going good and you're always happy, it's like you don't have a chance to be at your most vulnerable. You know what I mean? And I love being at my peak happiness. Like, being at my happiness is great. And at the root, I feel like I always love being super happy. But on the opposite side of that, God is really good at coming in when you're at your lowest. And when you're at your lowest is when you find a lot of the peace. Because when everything's good, when everything's fine, when everything's okay, when you have your bank account's full, your house is full, when everything's, you know, when everything's great, it's very easy to, one, not worry about anything else. You're just squeezing out that happiness. And two, it's a lot harder to get knocked down a few notches when you feel like you're at your peak happiness. And when my bank account's fat, bank account's full, and when everything is going great, I have been guilty of, you know, one, not having more gratitude. You know what I mean? Not having more gratitude and just feeling like the man, like, yeah, bro, I got like 6 G's in my bank account. 6 G's. I got 6 G's in my bank account. The family good. Everybody good. Whoop de whoop. Bop, bop, bop. But on the opposite side of that, when I'm at my lowest, I become ungrateful, if that makes sense. Like, at your highest, you're super grateful. But then at your lowest, you're like, oh, I don't have anything. I'm worthless. Like, there's nothing I have. You know what I mean? So this week for me was hard because, like, I stayed home from work because, you know, my back's been destroying me. My back's been hurting. You know what I mean? Oh, you guys heard that crack? It's even hard for me to kind of just sit here right now. But, like, my back's been hurting this week and I've just been super stiff. And I finally went to the doctor yesterday, and he's basically told me, like, inflammation, and you have, like, a torn something on my back, just torn, whatever. And my biggest thing is, like, oh, my gosh, what if I'm never moving? What if I ever dance again? It's just the worst things. I didn't make any money this week, yada, yada, yada. And I'm just thinking about the worst. And then my girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? I'm crying. I'm pouring out. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I feel like I'm broken. You know what I mean? Nothing's going right, blah, blah, blah. She's just telling me, like, hey, everything's okay. You know what I mean? Like, you're not a bum. One, you're hurt. And two, just like, you know, things obviously get better. And I've realized that when I'm at my lowest. Like I'm saying, when I feel like I'm at my lowest, I'm so happy for those moments where, like, reality kicks in. I'm just like, bro, one, you're still alive. Because people lose their lives every single day. And two, the situation is not that bad. And three, it does get better on this other side. You just have to go through the steps. Like, I think that when we're at our lowest, I think what happens is, like, something always gets strengthened when you're at your lowest. That's not really nerdy, but let me say it again. Something always gets strengthened when you're at your lowest. Like, if I'm super low on money, my faith has to get strengthened. If I'm super low on energy, my process has to be strengthened. If I'm super low on time, my ability to work through that time has to get strengthened. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a balance. It's like a balancing act. Like, you could be super happy up here, But when you're super happy, you're not paying attention. Your gratitude is slipping over here like, yeah, bro, but you remember when you were broke. You know what I'm saying? You're forgetting when you were broke. I think that's why gratitude is so important. And just like, I just pray every day. I thank God every day for breath. And I thank him every day for the simple things. Like, there's a lot of things that people don't have. And I know that sounds super cliche. But on the opposite side of that, I feel like, no, bro, you should do your thing. Somebody's trying to bother me right now. But anyway, I feel like, no, bro, you should definitely be doing your thing, like, as far as strengthening you goes. And I think that the toxic thing about money or worrying about money is that not having enough can make you feel like you're at your lowest. But I've learned that, especially being alive and growing up with a single mom, I've learned that life puts you in the place, but life and God puts you in one place. But I've learned that when you're put in that place growing up, you don't have to stay in that place. Like, nobody's ever really stuck. And of course, there's, you know, financial reasons, area, neighborhood, where you can definitely feel stuck. But where you're at mentally determines where your future is going to be. You have to stay present, but you also have to build, work to the future, like, day by day. So yeah, bro, that's really what I've learned this week, you know what I mean? Like, I've just personally felt like I was at my lowest this past month. And not really depressed, and not really, like, sad, just like, bro, like, I'm working so hard and I'm punching this bag. When is the bag gonna stop punching back? Like, bag, stay down, pop, pop, pop. You know what I mean? But that's what I've learned too, like, it's also strengthened me spiritually. Like, this year has just been a big spiritual growth for me and a big man growth for me. You know what I'm saying? I turned 25 this year, so 25 for me was like a big midlife crisis, a quarter life crisis. But I've also learned that, you know, emotions are really important, and being vulnerable is really important, and making a decision for me. When I came to New York, my mom asked me, she goes, why did you, like, just pack your bags and go? Like, what were you thinking? And I was just like, and she didn't ask me that maliciously. Mom, I know you didn't ask me maliciously. Mom was asking, like, we were all just so surprised. Like, you packed your bags and you just went to New York. And I was just like, I had to make that decision for me. And that's what I thought about this week. Like, I had to make a big decision, but that big decision also matured me in a lot of things. You know what I mean? Like, leaving home for the first time and also being here for the first time. You know what I'm saying? I think it's like, being an adult is scary no matter what. Like, I could have been not at home for 5 years. Being an adult, I think living at home, not living at home, being an adult and turning 25, I realized so much. I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, I have to provide for a family one day. I have to get married one day. I have to have kids one day. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't accomplished the things I want to accomplish yet. But the beautiful thing about that is I'm only 25. And people that probably listen to this are probably older, younger. But I'm not saying I'm only 25 because of age, like, you're only your age until you're another age, but that doesn't stop. If you have heart and breath, then you have to keep going because, you know, determination has no age. And $1 million also doesn't have an age, you feel me? $1 million always comes right on time is what T.I. said. But no, I think that vulnerability, tapping into your vulnerability and tapping into your emotions and tapping into what you really don't want is really important. Another thing I learned is that money is just a tool, but money has not determined the decision I made the past few months. You know what I mean? Like, I have negative $30 on my bank account, but it's like, I'm going to be cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be all right. So, yeah, I think that's just some of the learning curves I have learned. You feel me? I think tap into your vulnerability, tap into your emotions, and know that, like, okay, if I'm on my lowest and I'm broke and I have nothing at all, what can be strengthened in this moment? What can I work on to apply to what I need? And what can I work on so when I am in a better position, I don't forget, one, where I was, and two, be thankful that I'm here now. You know what I mean? It's always stepping stones. So, yeah, that's really it, guys. I just wanted to just pour out for you guys. I hope you guys know you're not alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still in the process of I'm accomplishing a lot. It's not about the why, it's about when is it going to happen, you know what I mean? Why do I do it? It's about the why, I'm sorry. Why do I do what I do, and when? I think that you have to just trust the process and keep doing your thing, people, no matter if you're broke, if you're 52, if you're 12, if you're 30. You know what I'm saying? Just keep going. And yeah, that's really all I've got to say today. You know what I'm saying? We're working on guests, guys. We're working on guests. I'm going to get guests on here soon. I promise. But yeah, it's been your boy. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll see you guys later.